Hello, and a warm welcome to everyone, those on the computer, the phone, and on Skype. We're happy that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. Let's begin our interactive Church Wednesday Midday Testimony meeting with singing. Using your computer, you'll find a link to the words of the hymns and other information on the Order of Service webpage. Go to www.csinteractivechurch.org and within the turquoise box, click on the first link. Please note we mute everyone's phone to eliminate background noises, enabling a clearer connection, but do sing aloud wherever you may be. Our first hymn is on page 99 in the Christian Science Hymnal. I'll read all the verses, and then we'll listen to the music before we sing. He that hath God his guardian made shall underneath the almighty shade, fearless and undisturbed, abide. Thus to myself of him I'll say, he is my fortress, shield, and stay, my God. In him I will confide. His tender love and watchful care shall free thee from the fowler's snare, from every harm and pestilence. He over thee his wings shall spread to cover thy unguarded head. His truth shall be thy strong defense. He gives his angels charge over thee. No evil therefore shalt thou see. Thy refuge shall be God Most High. Dwelling within his secret place, thou shalt behold his power and grace, see his salvation ever nigh. Hymn 99. Now have the scriptural selections and their correlative passages. The readings are recorded so that people worldwide may listen to them at their convenience. The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible and the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. Today's topic is, Be Still and Know That I Am God. Psalms. O Lord, rebuke me not, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head, as an heavy burden there too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that opened not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me, for I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. God is in the midst. God shall help. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. Come, behold the works of the Lord. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield, and thy seed exceeding great reward. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, 3 men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. And they said, Do so as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it. And the men turned their faces from thence and went. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked. And that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, Peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet this but this once. peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And Lot said unto them, Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. O, let me escape thither. And he said unto him, Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass that God remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, in the which Lot dwelt. Isaiah, Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. My people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful! Unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Break forth into joy, sing together, for the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Proverbs. A merry heart doeth good, like a medicine. Jeremiah. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Revelation. Worship God, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. I shall now read correlative passages from Science and Health with key to the scriptures. correct material belief by spiritual understanding, and spirit will form you anew. Angels, God's thoughts passing to man, the inspiration of goodness, purity, immortality, counteracting all evil, sensuality, and mortality. Under the supremacy of spirit, it will be seen and acknowledged that matter must disappear. We are sometimes led to believe that darkness is as real as light, but science affirms darkness to be only a mortal sense of the absence of light, at the coming of which darkness loses the appearance of reality. So sin and sorrow, disease and death are the suppositional absence of life, God, and flee as phantoms of error before truth and love. With its divine proof, science reverses the evidence of material sense. Every quality and condition of mortality is lost, swallowed up in immortality. We call the absence of truth error. Truth and error are unlike. Error is false, mortal belief. It is illusion without spiritual identity or foundation, and it has no real existence. The supposition that life, substance, and intelligence are in matter or of it is an error. Matter is neither a thing nor a person, but merely the objective supposition of spirit's opposite. The five material senses testify to truth and error as united in a mind both good and evil. Their false evidence will finally yield to truth, to the recognition of spirit and of the spiritual creation. God has set his signet upon science, making it coordinate with all that is real and only with that which is harmonious and eternal. Sickness, sin, and death, being inharmonious, do not originate in God nor belong to his government. His law, rightly understood, destroys them. Jesus furnished proofs of these statements. Mortals must emerge from this notion of material life as all in all. To have one God and avail yourself of the power of spirit, you must love God supremely. It is not wise to take a halting and halfway position or to expect to work equally with spirit and matter, truth and error. There is but one way, namely God and his idea, which leads to spiritual being. The scientific government of the body must be attained through the divine mind. It is impossible to gain control over the body in any other way. On this fundamental point, timid conservatism is absolutely inadmissible. Only through radical reliance on truth can scientific healing power be realized. In Christian Science, there is never a retrograde step. Never a return to a position outgrown. Scientific translation of mortal mind, second degree, evil beliefs disappearing. Moral, humanity, honesty, affection, compassion, hope, faith, meekness, temperance. As mortals gain more correct views of God and man, multitudinous objects of creation, which before were invisible, will become visible. Who that has felt the loss of human peace has not gained stronger desires for spiritual joy? The aspiration after heavenly good comes even before we discover what belongs to wisdom and love. The loss of earthly hopes and pleasures brightens the ascending path of many a heart. The pains of sense are salutary if they wrench away false pleasurable beliefs and transplant the affections from sense to soul, where the creations of God are good, rejoicing the heart. Would existence without personal friends be to you a blank? Then the time will come when you will be solitary, left without sympathy. But this seeming vacuum is already filled with divine love. When this hour of development comes, even if you cling to a sense of personal joys, spiritual love will force you to accept what best promotes your growth. Friends will betray and enemies will slander until the lesson is sufficient to exalt you. For man's extremity is God's opportunity. The author has experienced the foregoing prophecy and its blessings. Thus, he teaches mortals to lay down their fleshliness and gain spirituality. This is done through self-abnegation. The robes of spirit are white and glistering, like the raiment of Christ. Even in this world, therefore, let thy garments be always white. Blessed is the man that endureth, overcometh temptation, for when he is tried, proved faithful, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. James 1:12. You say a boil is painful, but that is impossible, for matter without mind is not painful. The boil simply manifests through inflammation and swelling a belief in pain, and this belief is called a boil. Now, administer mentally to your patient a high attenuation of truth, and it will soon cure the boil. The fact that pain cannot exist where there is no mortal mind to feel it is a proof that this so-called mind makes its own pain, that is, its own belief in pain. We weep because others weep. We yawn because they yawn. And we have smallpox because others have it, but mortal mind, not matter, contains and carries the infection. Neither sympathy nor society should ever tempt us to cherish error in any form, and certainly we should not be error's advocate. Disease arises like other mental conditions from association. Since it is a law of mortal mind that certain diseases should be regarded as contagious, this law obtains credit through association, calling up the fear that creates the image of disease and its consequent manifestation in the body. The Bible contains the recipe for all healing. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Sin and sickness are both healed by the same principle. The tree is typical of man's divine principle, which is equal to every emergency, offering full salvation from sin, sickness, and death. The science of being unveils the errors of sense, and spiritual perception, aided by science, reaches truth. Then error disappears. Resist evil, error of every sort, and it will flee from you. Let the slave of wrong desire learn the lesson of Christian Science, and he will get the better of that desire and ascend a degree in the scale of health, happiness, and existence. Admit the existence of matter, and you admit that mortality, and therefore disease, has a foundation in fact. Deny the existence of matter, and you can destroy the belief in material conditions. When fear disappears, the foundation of disease is gone. Everything good or worthy, God made. Whatever is valueless or baneful, he did not make, hence its unreality. In the science of Genesis, we read that he saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Sin, sickness, and death must be deemed as devoid of reality as they are of good, God. Abraham, fidelity, faith in the divine life and in the eternal principle of being. This patriarch illustrated the purpose of love to create trust in good and showed the life-preserving power of spiritual understanding. Man is God's reflection, needing no cultivation, but ever beautiful and complete. Truth and not corporeal will is the divine power which says to disease, peace, be still. When this is understood, mankind will be more spiritual. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.